Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Nicole, it's Carlos.
Hi, Carlos, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
I hate to bother you, but I need to make a decision today because I need to put in my order with China.
Yeah, I just sent you another email. Did you get that?
No, I only got the one I was...
Okay. Yeah, I just sent you another email back with the specific terms of the loan. So
okay.
We can't do like a balloon type payment.
It's not a balloon type. It's just that I told Tony those aggressive daily draws
mm-hmm.
don't help me.
Right.
So if you guys want to do, something for the first 4 months where it's not
uh-huh.
so aggressive, and then you guys can get as aggressive as you want. I don't care because I'll be doing daily sales. The returns
right.
are justified. Basically, for me, I have to sell 10 pairs of shoes a day to pay you guys back $600, which is not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't have 10 pairs of shoes to sell, then I can't make the payment to you guys. You know,
right.
and that's what
yeah.
I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So the best we'd be able to do is, we did get a much longer approval and a higher loan amount, which is great.
My thing is I don't mind what it tallies up to be. If
mm-hmm.
you could talk to your people and say, instead of a daily draw, can we do like, for example, like $10,000 a month for the first 4 months,
mm-hmm.
okay? So basically, in the first 4 months, you get 40 grand back. But after that, you want to get aggressive, go for it. I have the inventory. Get as aggressive as you want to. That makes your people feel comfortable. Because I know in 2 months, after I get my inventory,
mm-hmm.
I'll probably have you guys paid back. And you guys are going to be like, what can we do for you?
Yeah.
We get it. What can we do for you? You know, we understand it now. What can we do for you? I have no doubt in my mind because I've done it before.
Yeah, and I completely get that, I do, but we have some programs that are very specific that we cannot alter in that type of structure, and especially for a first-time client, it's kind of like very, you know, this is how it is. The only thing I could suggest is either not take the full amount or set aside a certain amount, a designated amount that you know you are just using for, you know, repayment in the case that something happens, or just to have that cushion there so, you know, you don't feel stressed, or, you know, if something were to happen, you have that set aside, you're not touching it. That's what I would suggest. But in terms of structuring it, how you want to structure it, I know we won't be able to do that. So
okay.
we can play around with the loan amount.
What about the daily draw thing? Can it just be a monthly draw thing instead of a daily draw thing?
It can't be on this initial approval.
Gotcha.
It can't. Sometimes they'll do a weekly, but on this one they approve only the daily. So it's kind of where we are right now.
Okay. Let me just do something real quick on the math so I understand. So
yeah.
It's 611 daily. How many days a week do you guys draw? 21? I mean, I'm sorry, a month. 21?
Yeah, 21.
Okay, so times 21. That's 12,831. So times, let's say, 4.
Yes.
I'm going to pay back 51 of the 135 I borrowed from you. And I won't have anything to show for it.
Right.
You understand? I don't need money to operate.
I
need money for inventory. So
right.
I guess I'll have to, you know, go back to plan that I had. So I appreciate your help, though.
What is that plan?
I have somebody who's lending me money as well.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't want to, you know, go that option because it's more paid back, but it's not as aggressive in the sense of paying back so fast. So
mm-hmm.
I I mean, I know I need the money because I got to get this done.
Do you need the full amount right now?
I don't. What I need is...
how much would you need right now?
$30,000 is what I need for the deposit of the product.
Okay. So why are we doing $135,000 then?
Well, my thing is that I don't want to borrow $30,000 and pay back daily.
Mm-hmm.
And not have anything. In other words, I'm increasing my debt by doing this, but I'm not going to be able to pay the debt back right away. So by me taking out a loan that I got to pay back daily, that's very aggressive, makes no sense, because it's like I'm going to borrow $30,000 from you guys and I'm going to pay you guys back. You guys are happy, great, but I'm going to be paying interest on not making any money. That doesn't make sense. I'd rather pay more interest and not have to stress right now, you know, just, but it's going to cost me more money in the long run. That was what I was trying to avoid.
But you're going to pay, you are floating it for the first few months, but when you pay it off and you get paid on that, you will see the return.
Yeah, but
I mean, you're going to pay you'll pay the interest regardless if it's the first few months or at the very end, it's still going to be paid, right?
Yeah,
you're still going to get you'll still get your same return. So,
yeah, I need to talk to my wife and see if she wants to go plan A or plan B. I'm going to let her make the call.
Saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're still going to be paying it. You're not going to get your return immediately, but you're still getting the same return. So that doesn't really change. Now, the 135, you can go up and down. You can go, well, you can't go up. You can go down on that.
Right.
If you don't want to take the full 135, but just keep in mind, in 7 months is when you'll be eligible to take more funds.
Well, that's actually perfect, because like I tell you, in 4 months, I said in 2 months, so 3 months, you know, it'll be kind of paid off, and then you guys, well, let me just talk to my wife, Nicole. What is the estimated date of funding if she approves? So
this week.
Okay. So I'll tell her I'll call you back before lunch.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Everyone.